What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So you guys know we had this policy of not talking politics on The Burt Show. So while we're not going to be talking politics, we are going to be talking budget, all right? Everybody has heard the word tariffs over the course of the last couple of weeks. There have been a lot of people panicking about it. There's been a lot of misinformation about tariffs. And the reason why I wanted to get an expert on to talk about it is that if it does indeed happen, it is going to affect every American. But how much? You know, you get into your algorithm and, you know, the country is on fire on one algorithm and the other. It's like, hey, this is really good for our country. I don't want to argue any of that. I just want to see what this really means for all of us. Now, we caught a little bit of a break here because the president said that he was going to institute 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico. And everybody's freaking out, including Canada and Mexico, because it was going to affect their economies also. And just yesterday, Canada and Mexico is like, okay, hey, Mr. Trump, can we just have 30 days to talk about this? And Trump said, yeah, that's cool. Let's take 30 days. So that's not going to happen. However, China, he's a little more hardcore on that. China now, he is going to be instituting a 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Who is going to pay that and how is that going to affect you guys? So Vivian Yu from Emory, she is a professor of economics at Emory University. So much smarter than any one of us.
Yeah, I didn't do well in that course.
Yeah, I dropped macroeconomics multiple times.
Yeah, it wasn't for me.
It's not even going to be close. Right? Hi, Vivian. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you joined us today. I guess what I'm looking for here is just the basics. Like, I don't think people know who pays the tariffs. I think a lot of people think the country that you put the tariff on, that's where the money is going. What is a tariff and how will it affect us in what areas? I think that's what we got to stick to.
Sure. Yes. So as we already heard, the tariff is targeted on imports from, you know, we talk about Mexico, Canada, and China, although the tariff on Mexico and Canada will be paused by 1 month. But even though it sounds like it's targeted on foreign companies, foreign goods, actually it is the American business who are importing these goods are paying for tariffs. And then eventually this cost will be passed on to American consumers.
Okay, so it's not like we go to China and we go, yo, China, we are slapping you with a 10% tax. This is paid by the folks that are importing all of that. And then they would deliver it to like a Walmart, right? And then Walmart has to make the decision. Look, if this is going to go up 10%, then we got to go ahead and we have to institute this 10% raise on all of our consumers, correct?
Yes, exactly. So the business will have three choices. One, yes, if Walmart say all the goods I import from China are additional 10% more expensive, I will eat that cost and keep the price I put on my shelf unchanged, but that will hurt the profit margin for the business.
Okay.
So the second choice is exactly what you said, right? And then I have to raise the price on my final goods and the American consumers will then have to pay for that.
The end game, Vivian, for a tariff, like when the president says that I'm instituting these tariffs, what is it supposed to accomplish?
As we already saw yesterday, it will add pressure onto other countries. So that is one. The other one is, I think, as we know from the President Trump's agenda, right, to bring manufactured jobs back to the U.S. So, okay, so maybe we don't import all these auto parts from Mexico and Canada and all these goods from China, and then we want to produce in America. Although that it will be a goal that potentially can be achieved, but that is a very complicated thing to achieve because a lot of other American business will rely on these imported goods and it takes time to find alternatives.
I see. So at the end of the day, if I'm listening and this tariff sticks with China. Again, Mexico and Canada, this pause for 30 days. If it's just China, what are the goods I'm probably going to have to pay more money for?
Well, we talk about all these goods we see in Walmart. And also, I want to clarify, this is additional 10% tariff on whatever we are already collecting from China.
So what are the actual items that we would be hit on? Like if I go today, what am I going to see, or tomorrow when these tariffs start? What are the items that are going to be like a little bit more expensive for me as an American?
iPhones, right? iPhones, a lot of auto parts, and also some of the assemblies are made in China. And toys, shoes, some clothes items, all these will be imported from China that will become more expensive. And another thing is, the company may find alternatives, and Chinese companies may also start to set up the business in other countries to reduce the final cost on their exports to the U.S. But again, that will take time.
Okay. We only have about 60 seconds left. So just historically, when we're looking at tariffs, Vivian, have they worked in our country before? Have they tried it before and it was really successful, or it wasn't successful?
In the late 19th century, there were some tariffs collected, and also before Great Depression, all the protectionism around the globe. So, and we know the outcome. I say the successful tariff will be imposed strategically on some key industry. That would be successful. But on top of my mind right now, I don't have specific example.
Okay. I sure appreciate your input on this thing. I think we're all so confused about it. But we did catch a break, like we said in the very beginning here, where Canada and Mexico and the president sat down and said, okay, you guys, 30 days. We'll figure this whole thing out. But with China, again, it's going to be a 10%er. All right, Vivian, thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's get into the entertainment buzz.
The Burt Show.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.